So that was Deeper. And this is Keith Covert over here to my left. You can't really see him, but he's the lead guitar backup vocalist. We got Dave Roquet on the bass guitar and backup vocalist. We got Roberto Moore, the percussionist slash drummer. And I'm Mark Lever. I'm the guitar guy slash singer. This is another song that I don't have to play guitar on, so it's going to sound good to you guys. It's called How Long. So that was How Long. Now we're going to slow it down a little bit. Something a little mellower that it took me about 10 years to get Rob to play a drum beat to. So this is called Lost in Translation.
anticipating your arrival. I could have sworn I seen your shadow cross the floor. I continue living in the night. Weeks gone by, but I'm staring at the door. Are you lost in translation? Did you take the long way home? Maybe you're missing an action. Trapped in the twilight zone. Are you lost in translation? Did you take the long way home? Maybe you're missing an action. Trapped in the twilight zone. Never thought it would.
So the next one is going to be One More Wave. This is another one off our debut album, Rise. It was released in 2015. So Dave starts this one off with like a funky bass line. So whenever he feels like funking it up, we'll get funky. We'll be right back. So that was One More Wave. And coming up next is the second track on our debut album, Rise. This is Monsters Inside. Oh, man.
Getting a little hot in here?
It's getting hot in here. I think we got a couple left, and then
sorpresa.
That will be it. This next one is called, like Dave says, in half Spanish.
Sorpresa.
Surprise. He speaks.
Hello, collective.
Oh, I'm parched.
All right.
We'll be right back.
So I think we got one left.
Last call.
One left. It's called Last Call Army. This is a song that we wrote about when you know, every band goes through it at one point where you play a show to like nobody. There's like a couple people in the crowd. That's it. Maybe your girlfriend and like some strange dude with a spider tattoo on his face or something.
Yeah, that guy is awesome.
shout out to my friend with the spider tattoo.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. That's a wrap for us.
Thank you, WMFO.
Black and Blue Morning.
We are Black and Blue Morning.
Here's a song that means a lot to me. I hope you enjoy it. Well, I remember. Sorry about that. Let me catch my breath for a second. Hold on there. If you have a chronic cough, wheezing, emphysema, or other trouble breathing, you might actually have something more. COPD. It's the number four cause of death in America. Few people have heard of it, including those who actually have it.
Take it away, Jim.
COPD can be treated. A simple breathing test can help you find out if you have it. So talk to your doctor about COPD. Get the test. Start getting the right treatment.
Thank you very much.
Learn more Breathe better. Go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thanks for the crop duster. Right on, brothers and sisters.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Blizzard of 78 from Crop Duster. Now we're going to hear something from Tanya Donnelly.
Talking here is cheap, and so are we.
Hello, this is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we just heard White Hot from White Dynamite, and Pretty Deep from Tanya Donnelly. And now we have Black and Blue Morning here for an interview. They just did a great live set in Studio D. Welcome, guys.
How you doing?
Thanks for having us.
What's happening?
What do you got?
So it says here on your Facebook page, you guys have one phone. How does this work? It says phone one, just one.
Oh yeah.
Does it say so one phone?
Oh, you got the phone? Like, oh, is there practice today? I don't know. I don't got the phone.
I didn't even know it says that on our Facebook page.
Oh no, I just put that up yesterday.
You put it up yesterday?
No, I didn't.
But yeah, I don't know what that even means. We have one phone.
It just says phone one.
See, like, this broken phone I have?
Yeah.
That must be the one.
Oh, that's the Urban Outfitters custom job. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes your phone look like it's broken so nobody will steal it.
Yeah.
But we have more than one phone, but I'm kind of the only guy in charge of the Facebook, so I don't understand what that means by the one phone. I kind of want to sign on and see.
Yeah?
You know?
Give him a second.
Yeah.
Where'd you even see it? Like, was that like under like about the band or just?
Yeah,
like,
it says about the band, you know, right below where it says taking over the world.
Okay.
You know, which all bands pretty much want to do, except for the ones that are like, oh yeah, we're not going to tour. No. Those bands, you know, but.
Oh, that doesn't say one phone. That says one fan. We have one fan. Yeah. And his name is Jimmy Schilling.
Yeah.
Steve.
Is he listening?
He should be. If he's not, we're going to kick his bum.
Yeah,
he might be sleeping. Oh, I'm getting on that page. Taking over the world. I don't see that on mine, man. I think you made it up.
Oh, and maybe it's not on. It's not in the mobile version, you know.
Oh, all right. So I get it. I
this
don't have a computer.
This
so that's
is the
why.
Sitco. This is the Sitco version here.
I can see what he's looking at. He's just Googling stuff over there. He's not even looking at our page, I think.
Yeah.
So it's nice and cool in this room. I mean, we were roasting in the other live room.
Yeah,
so this sun looks kind of like it's seen better days here on your album here.
Well, I had to scratch out the first two songs so you never play them by accident because they have curse words in them.
Oh.
Yeah, so we can't play those because this is a family station.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get in trouble.
Yeah, you can play those on like internet radio or something. You know, something that's not...
Right.
Covered by, you know, the Federal Communications Commission.
I do have clean versions of both of those songs, though, that I could forward to you.
Of course.
Yeah, that's...
Like an email or something.
Yeah, we call those radio edits.
Exactly.
Yeah, where it says radio edit, we like that because we're like, oh, I'm going to play the radio edit because, you know what, I don't have to worry about there being any bad stuff.
So I can do that, like, with Dropbox or something like that.
Yeah.
That's where I have it. In the one phone.
Yeah.
And that took me a long time to get that radio edit corrected.
But it's nice to have it just in case, you know. He wanted to make the CD clean completely, which most people should because, you know, it makes sense. You know, you don't need to curse, but sometimes you have to.
Just for emphasis.
So I'm kind of surprised when it says, like, influences, you know, like Van Halen's at the end. Like,
yep.
It's at the end?
Mark always likes to put his priorities ahead of everything else.
Well,
and then
see, I'm in charge of the Facebook, so yeah. I don't like Van Halen.
Yeah.
He loves Van Halen. Sorry. Mm-hmm. If he started the Facebook page, he could write.
Well,
Van
all
Halen
good bands,
one.
You know, they have to have, you know, there's got to be some tension, you know, creative differences.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Because then, you know, when you make up a song, doesn't sound exactly like your favorite song.
Right.
It sounds like an argument between your favorite song and the other guy's favorite song.
Mm-hmm. It's like if Anthony Kiedis and Flea and Van Halen and like a guy from Metallica and some like Guatemalan guy had an orgy. That's what our music is. Maybe a girl would be better.
Wow. Okay.
So this is Rob. He's the quiet guy.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi, Rob.
He doesn't like to talk.
Yeah.
And this is Dave.
He just
left.
Likes to beat
I'm
stuff.
I'm the hot Guatemalan girl that Mark is talking about.
He's the hot Guatemalan girl that everyone's talking about.
Yeah. So we released that CD in 2015. We printed up like a million of them, so we still got like 999,000 of them. But we're working on a second CD. We got all the songs written. We're just in the process of
laying them down,
getting some money and recording them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tough world.
Yes.
Other than that, we have a show coming up.
Shows, yeah. We like to hear about shows.
Our next one isn't until June, though, because...
June is pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm a slacker.
I think it's at Uncle Eddie's in Salisbury Beach.
Uncle Eddie's, Salisbury Beach. It's going to be a summertime show up there. It'll be pretty cool, I think.
I'll be blasting.
We've only played there in the winter before, so it's not that cool in the winter.
playing the beach in the winter, that's pretty hardcore.
Much a ghost town. Yeah. Except for the three butterflies over there.
It's not cool. It's just cold.
It should be a good beach crowd that night, though.
Well, you could play in the winter those days when people do the charity, you know, jumping in the water for...
Right.
And then come out...
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah.
Dave, that would be perfect for you. You would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, sure. It'll pick up my immune system and stuff. And it's good for you. Mm-hmm. Throw yourself in the...
Yeah, it's invigorating.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, picks up your nerves and your immune system and just gets you all cool.
Do you have anything to say about that, Rob?
So. Cold and cool.
Rob's thinking the same thing as I. When we were kids, we were from Melrose. We went to Melrose High School and up in the woods there in the Middlesex Woods. When we were all kids.
That's a nice woods up there.
Yeah, so we used to be able to swim up there.
Everybody's always looking for the tower. Have you seen the tower?
But we actually... went up there in the winter and jumped in swimming, a bunch of us, a bunch of idiots when we were kids. And there was still ice on the thing. It was real bright. He's got a video of it somewhere.
Sweet.
Still got the video? Wow.
So we did our own polar plunge back then.
I guess I'll try it.
So you guys know what the new album's going to be called or anything?
I had an idea because this one was called Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a sun rising. That's like our logo. If we called it Set, we could use the same logo. It looked like the sun setting.
Just change the color, one color. It's orange, yellow, purple.
I thought that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I was thinking Risen, but that's too close.
Risen.
Yeah, the thing is, if you do Set, then people are going to think, oh, that's the last album.
Yep.
Maybe it is. Who knows? These guys are getting old.
Or Shine.
They're all having babies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Shine?
Like Shine was a good one. Rise and Shine would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like, these guys are going to make like 15 of these.
Yeah, so maybe we'll stick with that.
Better make space on the shelf.
Rise and Shine. That's what I'll be doing at 4 a.m. going to work tomorrow.
So what'd you think of the set we played for you?
Yeah, sounded good. I thought like Van Halen because obviously, like, you know, guitar player can play. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like the rhythm section is like
percussive.
Well, it's like there's like a swing to it, you know. Like most heavy bands, they don't really have like a swing to it because they don't understand that. They're just like
right
stiff, you know. But Van Halen's not like that, and there are a few other bands, you know, that are like that. But
well, that's definitely my influence. You'll hear that through and through every time I play anything. But Mark definitely brings his. I mean, Mark's got a style all of his own. I don't emulate Van Halen, but I definitely try and keep that tone. Mm-hmm. Mark's got his own tone altogether. Dave is very, very funky bass player. I mean, he's just a killer bass player. And Rob, he's in a world of his own, too, with his drumming style. I mean, you can't pick out influences. I mean, a lot of Lars. You can definitely Lars Ulrich.
Some Chad Smith in there, too.
Yeah. And then he brings the rest of the table all of his own.
Mm-hmm.
As far as tones-wise through the band, that's my take on him. But Mark is all his own.
Yeah, I'm not very good at playing guitar or singing, so I do a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Well, we still love you.
Yeah. I was the one that had to sign the paperwork in the other room, though, because I guess I'm the leader, they say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a bunch of followers.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass, man.
That's all I do. Slapping the bass.
All right, yeah, so let's remind folks of your show coming up in June.
Yes, June 26th at Uncle Eddie's in Salisbury Beach.
Yes.
That's a good place. I like it.
Yes, it is. And I'm not sure what time we're going on. It's probably going to be a full night, about 7 or 8 bands. So
it's always good to just tell them to come for the whole night.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Exactly, sure.
Because then the other bands like you, too.
No, that's what I'm saying. We got a 7 to 8 bands, and they're all going to be kicked butt. Like, you got to watch my language.
Yeah, so, like, you know, if you're going to show up and say, hey, you know, we were thinking we were going to use your gear, you know. It would help if you had, like, promoted the show and stuff, you know.
That's true. Very true. So that's the next one we got lined up. It's kind of, you know, I've been lazy lately, you know, putting stuff together, calling and booking and doing things. So
it's getting to be summertime, you know.
Exactly. It's more like
get some hammocks stretched out,
I
you
just
know.
Put my hammock out the other day. I tried taking a nap. I almost had a bird crap on my head. It landed right next to me.
Yeah.
And then I had a chipmunk run up my leg. That was terrifying.
Yeah. Are you serious? What happened with that?
My dog.
It's like nature horror.
My dog was running around my horseshoe pit doing something crazy. My dog Miko, he's a golden retriever. So I walk over and I'm like, what are you doing? And there's a chipmunk running from him, but it's running to the other side of the horseshoe pit. It was crazy. It was like a Benny Hill show. So I go over to stop the dog, and then all of a sudden the chipmunk thinks that I'm a tree or something and climbs on my leg, and I'm like, running around my yard like a lunatic.
Was it like inside your pants or something?
No, it was outside on my
skin.
That's
good.
I was wearing shorts. Right. And so it climbed up my leg. It was like, I don't look like a tree. Well, I'm tall, but it was kind of crazy.
All right, thanks a lot. Black and Blue Morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yep.
Yeah.